Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Gonna pop in here for a couple minutes. I can say hello to you. Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, you know, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see, it's tough to get any serious work done here, but
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
Jason Leisure is sitting in for Spiegs.
Hey, where is Spiegs? Danny, where's Spiegs? I love when you put the, oh God, where is Spiegs?
Spiegs at home celebrating the new year.
Yes, I know. We had a thing because it seemed like for a while there, every other day, every Thursday I came in, Spiegs wasn't here. Where's Spiegs? So I finally came in and said on the air, where is Spiegs? And it's, here we go.
Coach, you missed it earlier.
I love Spiegs.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Man, how about it's 5 o'clock here, isn't it? It is.
It's
I'm looking
the,
at that clock.
On the nose, Coach.
Coach, on the nose, and thank you, Keith. Huh?
We like Keith, you too, Coach.
Brought in the drink.
You. Cheers.
We appreciate that. Our segment with Dave Wonstadt is brought to you by Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. We're obviously, like, as a show, we were really concerned for you because you live in Naples, Florida. And when you saw any of the radar stuff, you saw how Naples was in the eye of Hurricane Milton. So we're happy that, you know, you had already made plans and you were already up here. But how are things at your ranch down there? And what are people telling you, your neighbors telling you about what type of destruction Milton caused?
Well, you saw how bad it was. And I think over the last 4 days, I have become a hurricane expert. I mean, seriously, as far as the wind and... And it was above us. It was a little up towards Sarasota when it hit, between Venice and Sarasota. But the worst place to be for a hurricane is to be south and east, because that was, it turns counterclockwise. The northern part of the hurricane is going to, which was Tampa, didn't get much rain or much flooding at all from the standpoint of surge. They get the wind. And then when it circles around back out into the Gulf and pulls everything in, now the southern part is getting all the wind, and it's getting the water pushed up. That's where the surge comes from.
Okay.
So the last one I had, you know, we had a 10-foot surge. We 8-foot surge hit our front door, and it went right through our house.
I remember
2
years
ago, through the fish. We had live fish swimming in the swimming pool in the back. We lost the house. So my wife, Jan, did a great job. We get it put back together finally, and then this is coming. And besides the stress and the money, everything involved in it, you know, we were making plans. I mean, I haven't had any sleep in 2 days, basically. You're watching this thing. You're trying to see how close it is, how many miles, you know, what's the wind velocity, what's it going to be, what category when it hits the water. There's a lot that if you really, you know, get into this stuff, it makes a difference. That makes a difference. And I'll tell you, I had 6 people at my house between 6:30 and 7 this morning. I mean, my builders were there. My friends were there. My landscaper was – I mean, it was incredible, the people that showed up to – and they were calling Jan and saying, you know what, we are in your house and it is dry. We had nothing. So all the prayers out there that people were sending, you know what, they must have been praying to Moses, because I think he parted the Red Sea. You know, because if you...
You're welcome.
There you go, Spig. That's what you were doing. I'm glad you were doing something.
That's right.
When you took your 3 days for the holiday, okay? Now I know what you were praying for. But thank
damn
you.
Right.
It worked. So
that's amazing. So everything... How about stuff around you? How about the streets around you?
Our street is closed because so much sand... You know, we're about 200 yards from the ocean, from the Gulf there. And so much sand and everything came up. It was thrown toward our house and right in the bottom of our driveway. The street is closed because you can't get down there because there's sand and debris and stuff. And we're watching it on our cam, and it's creeping up. It's about a 5-foot surge. Now, we sit 6 feet. So anything over 6, we're getting water. And it's coming up the driveway, and it's about 5 feet.
Unbelievable.
And then, and all of a sudden, guess what happens? The damn cam goes out because of electricity and power, and we lost everything.
So you were watching all of this on
yes,
your home
yes,
cams
yes,
that you
yes,
had.
Yes. So a long story short, we don't know what's going on during the night. You know, I mean, it's pitch black. It's midnight. Low tide, high tide is a big deal. High tide anywhere.
But you're up here trying to sleep, not knowing what the hell's happening with your house.
Yes, yes. And and Jan, she got a different perspective now. She puts everything in categories. I'm a little bit obsessive person with everything. And she goes in and I says, what do you... And I got Fox Weather on one station. I got this, you know, the Weather Channel on our one. She says, I think she had Chicago PD or Chicago Fire. That really, really made me mad, okay? And she says, we can't do anything about it.
She's Coach.
Oh, Spigs, don't you and
Jan is right.
If you had told me you had Moses working for us, I could have got some rest. Anyway, I know everything's worked out, but it's tough down there on people, boy. It is you know, it's just because it's one after the other, and it's so in debt, and then you're trying to insurance. Some people don't have insurance. Insurance won't cover you. Hurricane insurance doesn't cover anything. It comes from the ground, so the water or trees. No. The guy says that you don't get anything for that. Coach 2 years ago, he says unless the named hurricane hits your house directly and basically takes the roof in the house, you get nothing. So we got nothing for that. So we had flood insurance, which you have to have. It's a FEMA, it's a federal law if you're that close to the beach. And so that was all we got, which was nothing compared to what the damage was.
The roof came off of Tropicana Field.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, and that's where they were staging all of the people that
stuff.
Were there
yeah.
that to help is that they were staging and letting people sleep and work out of there. And then you look over and like the whole roof is just gone.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Well, the Bucks this week, Tampa Bay Bucks. They went to New Orleans. I think they left Monday night or Tuesday morning. And Jacksonville is delayed going to play the Bears because of the weather.
That's so, a lovely segue back to the football game. We're glad you're safe, and you've just personalized it for a lot of Chicago listeners and Bears fans.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, it's and there's a lot of the only reason I ended up there was because of the Chicago people, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, here we are. And you're right. The Jags delayed their trip But they got there, and they got there about, I don't know, 3.5-4 hours later than normal. But I bet some of them are rattled, Coach. I bet some of them are rattled and worried about their own houses and their families and their friends and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to take a toll on a football team.
I got three sisters down there. Jan's got a sister down there. I mean, besides all the good friends we have down there, it's amazing. But anyway, so here we go. And
I mean, you think that could rattle a football team and keep them from being able to focus and play a game or what?
If you know, when I was coaching the Dolphins, we had 4 hurricanes in 5 weeks. We lived in darkness. Okay, we had our entire house boarded up for a month, Coach. A month, one way in, one way out. Okay.
Wow.
A generator. Thank God that was the only thing that kept the lights on. And they turned the Dolphin facility, a Dolphin stadium, Joe Robbie at that time, they turned it into a facility.
A relief center.
Relief center. You know, so I've been through these. I've been through hurricanes. I mean, obviously more times than I'd like to say. But
And did your team have to, you know, work and practice and play?
Yeah, it was a big distraction. We're in there trying to watch tape, and someone's little kid run down the hall past me with a blanket. You know, I mean, dragging a blanket, you know, and what are you going to say? You know, and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, so it could be a distraction. It absolutely could.
How'd the Dolphins do? How'd you guys do during that 5 week stint? Any memory of it?
No, it doesn't. It's not important.
Doesn't matter. So maybe the Jags are going to be distracted.
Well, I know that they've already moved some stuff back. They were supposed to do media availability tomorrow. They are now not doing media availability until Saturday because everything is thrown off. Mm. And the league right now, the league spokesperson says there are no changes to the schedule on Sunday. We shall see.
Well, you know what? That would be what you just said there, Lawrence. There's a lot of I would not want to do a media day the day before the game.
Neither would I.
Right? I mean, that's why most coaches do them early in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, so they're done with, hey, we don't want to answer questions about who's going to get the ball and what type of deep. And players are even more of a routine type of individual than sometimes coaches are. So that will not be a pleasant time for the media.
What I think is interesting about players. It is that with the Thursday leaving, which I understand, like they did this last year too, but you need everything to kind of go right to line up schedule-wise.
Yep.
If you're leaving on Thursday. And even Doug Peterson, in one of the quotes from him, says, well, it could affect some timing tomorrow trying to get out, but it looks good. It looks promising anyway for our window to get out of here sort of on time with not too many delays or hiccups in the next 24 hours or so.
Yeah.
Football players and football teams are about routine. And even 3.5 hours, even that is enough to knock you off of routine.
Well, I'll give you one. So we're flying in to play on a Sunday night game, Monday or Sunday, I can't remember now. I'm at Miami, and we're going to play the San Diego, at that time, Chargers. And they had the wildfires going.
Oh, yeah.
And so we are flying in. Now, this is the honest to God, no exaggeration on this deal at all. And as we're flying in, the plane starts filling up with smoke. Not from the plane. You could tell that it was outside. It was wood type of smoke. And we were looking at all the fires on us outside. And the smoke is coming up, and it's being sucked into the plane. So we land, and Junior Seau, you know, was one of our starting linebackers at the time, one of my favorite all time, toughest player I've ever coached. But anyway, that's another story. Mm. So Junior owned a big restaurant right next to Jack Murphy Stadium where the Chargers played. And he came up to me, and he says, Coach, I'm going to take the whole team and treat everybody, because we used to have team dinners. I always liked everybody together. You know, I was old-fashioned, they say now. But anyway, that's how we did it. And he said, Coach, can I take the entire team to my restaurant for dinner? I says, absolutely. So we land, and they all head out to Junior's restaurant. Well, about an hour after we land, our president comes in of the Dolphins and says, Coach, we got a problem. He says, they're going to make the stadium, Jack Murphy, a rescue place for citizens. And we can't play here tomorrow. There's going to be fires and smoke. It's unsafe. So I said, what's the answer? They said, well, we got a hotel booked up in Arizona, and we can play tomorrow night, Monday night, I think it was. They moved it back a day. we were going to play the Chargers in Arizona Cardinals Stadium. Or was it Arizona State Stadium? I think they were playing the same places at that time.
Okay? Wow.
Before the, and so we got back on the plane or that night.
So everyone had to get like back
on. They're all out at dinner. The players come in. You talking about distraction now? Get on the plane. Get on the bus. We're going. Where are we going, Coach? We're going to go up here and blah, 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 blah. You know, team meetings at 10, 11 o'clock at night. It's a mess. And so we go up there and land. Now we go in the hotel. They go to bed. And fortunately, it was a night game. So the next day, this would have been like
2003. I'm looking at it right here.
Okay.
Wildfires forced Chargers to move Monday game to Arizona against the Dolphins, Sun Devil Stadium.
Yeah. And now the at the end of the day, it didn't turn out too bad for us, did it, Spiggs?
I don't have the box score.
Come on. Drew Brees at that time was the quarterback of the Chargers. Marty Schottenheimer, they had the running back.
Natrone Means?
No, God. I wish it was Natrone Means.
Tomlinson.
Oh, God. You couldn't tackle. He was a great player. But anyway, we adjusted well.
26-10.
Thank you.
Yeah. You took care of him 26-10.
Let's
coach.
Go home. Let's call it a day.
That's you talk about planes, trains, and automobiles.
How about that though for a distraction?
Yeah, that Chris Chambers.
You fly all the way across the country to be told
Miami. That's right. Thank you.
The game's not
here. 6-7 hours, whatever that was.
Well, what's the game? Well, all right. So pile everyone back on a plane. Now we got to go play. And honestly,
they had a snoot full with Junior's restaurant.
Right. and quite honestly, Sun Devil Stadium is not really an NFL stadium. Like it's old. Yeah. It's even back in 2003. That's why they built that place out in Glendale. But that's incredible, Coach.
But that's a weather story, being that we're dealing with Jacksonville.
Sure.
And all that. You know, just a sidebar for us.
Lawrence is afraid of this game. He's afraid of this game because the Jaguars' offense can be legit. And this past week against Indy, it was big-time legit. As you've been looking at it, you think Trevor Lawrence is still broken? He was pretty damn good. 371 in terms of yardage, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, but he completed 82% of his passes against Colts.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Lawrence does. You know, I've been very adamant, and I've been all over the Bears in a lot of ways, in a good way, the last 2 or 3 weeks. This one, it makes me a little nervous. I mean, when all you got to say is Trevor Lawrence, Travis NTA, you know, the running back out of Clemson, you know, great player. Christian Kirk, Brian Thomas, the rookie from LSU, he's as good as any receiver that was drafted this year. Trust me on that, guys. Okay, any of them. Brian Thomas had the best, I think he had the best yards after the catch. There was some statistic that he had. And then Gabe Davis, the big wide receiver. Ingram, the tight. They got a lot of talent.
Ingram's back this week. He's been hurt, but he's coming back this
week. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, good. Yeah, so what you're saying, Spiggs, is right on. These guys got a lot of talent. You know, so we're going to have to be ready. This is not that Carolina team that we played last week.
That's the thing that bothers me, is that you look at the record and you say, oh, well, they're a one-win team, but they're better than a one-win team.
Absolutely.
And that's what scares me a little bit. But okay, if you're the Bears, how do you manage not being overconfident after beating an LA team that wasn't healthy and beating a Carolina team that's terrible? How do you hope Matt Eberflus is handling that?
I think you put the tape on. I think you put the tape on and you say, you know what, guys? You know, we made a few plays when we had to beat the Rams, but when they didn't have their best players, and that thing went down to the wire. I mean, the last play, Matthew Stafford, if we don't get to him, if he don't throw that pick, and I know there's a lot of ifs, I mean, he was basically going up and down the field.
Yep.
I mean,
they just couldn't finish in the red zone.
Right. And so that was a dangerous game. I don't think there'll be any problem there. Now, Carolina was bad. Let's be honest, right? I mean, it was a first half game. They came out and tried to give it, and Bears came out of the locker room ready to play. I give Matt Eberflus and staff and the players credit. They hit him in the mouth. They ran the ball, and then Carolina shut it down. At the end, there was a couple of those plays where they made no effort to tackle, I thought. They took almost bad angles on purpose, so they wouldn't have to have contact. That was disappointing. I mean, it was great for the Bears, but and you'll see that on film. They know who they played.
Yeah, so you don't think overconfidence is going to be an issue?
No, not with this team, not at this point in the season. Absolutely not. We got good leadership.
Those that Jaguars defense can be thrown on, but you just said it right there. Good leadership.
Yeah,
I mean, Eberflus was talking about it after the game. He's like, I've never named 8 captains before in my life, but yeah, we're good. We got good leadership. They feel really good about the way that whole thing communicates right now, don't they?
Yeah, and they're playing a lot of guys on defense. We were one back in the day. He keep referring. We were one of the first groups. We started at Miami of rotating defensive linemen. You know, we always kept 9 guys up active, and we would rotate those guys in. And
I didn't. You guys get credit for that?
Yes,
innovation?
Coach. I'm taking credit for it. Absolutely. Absolutely. But the difference was, we had Leon Lett coming in taking the place of Russell Maryland. So, you know, it was always.
You were deep at it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I like what they're doing of rotating defensive linemen in, keeping guys fresh. It's real good. It's real good stuff. And they did run the ball. You know that I am not a major fan
of DeAndre Swift carrying the ball up the middle.
Inside, between the tackles, okay, on the edge and screens and that. I think he's as good as anybody in the league. So I just like to see Roshan and those guys, and I like to see him use a tight end and a fullback a little more to set up the play action pass. But it's coming. It's coming. And everybody says, oh, Caleb Williams only completed 70-some percent, or I think it was 70-some, or 68 this week. And last week, Coach, he had 74. Yeah, but guess what? He threw the ball down the field this week. He made bigger plays. And as the more you throw it down the field, it's tougher. You know, you can complete 5-yard completions all day long, or not all day, you know, a higher percentage. You start throwing 20-yard completions, all of a sudden –
Brian Hoyer has like a 70% completion percentage, but he wasn't ever throwing the ball down
Thank
the
you.
Field.
That's the point that I'm trying to make in a short manner. Good.
Coach Wanstead is the man. We love this time of week.
Truly do.
Keith from Shorewood is here. He brought bourbon. Everybody's having a delightful time. We got more stuff to get to with Coach.
Including his pick 4.
He's got a pick 4. And there's a specific defensive lineman that Eric Washington was talking about on this Bears team.
Oh, I want to hear about it.
Yeah, we want to play a little piece of tape and get your thoughts on that. So much more to come. It's Spiegel and Holmes right here on 670 The Score.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We are having great vibes and moments here with our buddy Dave Wannstedt. Coach is in the building. He is a legendary storyteller. And I'm...
Oh, we got some stones in the background. Go ahead. Keep talking, Lawrence.
I just love that he's available to the Score listener because, you know, I've worked with Dave and we've had a chance to hear a lot of stories. The story he told us in the last segment, I had not heard.
Oh, man, about the fire?
Yeah.
No, I mean, neither.
And I've heard a lot of Dave's stories.
Unless I'm doing something.
unless he's doing something. But
and when you say available to the Score listener... Specifically right now, Keith from Shortwood is
here. In the studio.
He's in the studio hanging out. Keith just got to hang out and hear Coach Wannstedt talking about Junior Seau and all kinds of stuff during the break. Unbelievable.
You know what, Keith? That line of, I'm available unless I'm doing something. I was in Naples and they said, Coach, they called me about something. This was 5 years ago. And they said, Coach, that was great. We love it when you jump on with us. And I said, I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
That's right.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
It's just perfect. It's perfect. And the fact that the is left in, you know what I mean?
I think it's great.
And Tanny's an artist.
Let's dig into Dave Wannstedt, the defensive guy, for a second. You like to talk defense with us. We want to share this with you. Eric Washington said this about Jervon Dexter and what Jervon Dexter has done to improve. Oh, wait, we're loading it up?
Yeah.
All right, this is what Eric Washington had to say about Jervon Dexter.
Well, it would be easy to say that the rush production, the sacks, but his overall energy and his understanding some of the little fine details of how to play defensive tackle, especially the three technique position. But also how to play the nose. Occasionally he'll line up over the center. His assignments have almost been flawless. And so there's been no issues as far as him not being in a position to execute. That allows you to play extremely fast. And when you can do that, the production is soon to follow. I don't worry about him maintaining a certain disposition because he's such a professional person, and especially in year two. You know, going into a full-time starter's role, his humility, his willingness to be open to constructive feedback, and his just overall maturity. So I don't worry about any drop-off. I don't worry about him being enamored with what he's done. You know, Jervon, like everybody else on the defense, we understand that once we get past one opponent or one particular play, we got to move forward because we've got larger goals than five sacks or whatever he has in four games. We have larger goals, not only for him individually, but for our defense and for our team. And so we continue to stay focused on that. And he really embodies that.
A lot of good stuff on character in there, Coach. Assignments are almost flawless. Caught my ear as a defensive coach.
I know because Yeah, a lot of time that gets slighted. You know, you say, oh, just line those guys up and turn them loose. You know, I mean, that's I've said that in the past. But I can appreciate exactly what Eric Washington saying, who's a great, really an outstanding defensive coordinator. What he's saying is, in this scheme of defense, we're lined up in we're a gap control defense, okay? And by gap control, because we ran the same thing going back to Dallas, Miami days. You know, we're on the outside shoulder of the guard, or we're on the inside shoulder of the center, depending on which way they line the formation. We slide the front, okay? The two ends are lined up on the outside shoulder, and here's the difference. Okay, if you're a single gap head up guy, then you're going to squeeze gaps and play the inside gap, play the outside gap on the guy trying to block you, and the linebackers are going to scrape behind you. If you're a single gap guy, and Flus is, he'd rather not, they're not going to be big blitz teams, okay? They'll blitz and pressure when they have to. But they would like to get to the point where they rush and get pressure with four and play multiple coverages. Okay, that's how you come up with the a lot of the interceptions. So with that being said, I remember talking to Flew specifically last year at camp when Dex was a freshman or a rookie and saying, you know, he's doing more of the single gap. He doesn't understand when you play outside shoulder, we're trying to get the guys to go up the field two or three steps and react on the move, and that's very difficult to do. You can play that with quicker guys, faster guys, a la Russell Maryland, a la Aaron Donald, okay? Well, you say, how can Aaron Donald lead the NFL in sacks as a defensive tackle? You know why? Because on the snap of the ball, he's playing the run on the move. But he's going full speed up the field. And if it's a play action pass or if it's a drop back pass, guess what? He's going to be in the quarterback's face. So the more confident you get with that technique, that's what Eric's saying. We want to be aggressive. Play our gap, be disciplined, but be aggressive with it. And now if it's pass, we get into our pass rush mode, and we're already moving our feet to the quarterback. So that's what he's talking about.
It's stop the run on the way to the quarterback.
Yes, yes. And if everybody's disciplined, and that's what he's saying about, boy, he understands. If he can't jump inside that guard, okay, going to the, because it's not a pass rush. It's a run. It's first down we're talking now. But you are aggressive, two or three steps up the field. And that's why he lost weight, I believe, and that's why he's quicker, and that's why he's getting the sacks. He's not starting from the line of scrimmage. He's starting a yard or two in the backfield.
And what Dexter was doing when he came out of Florida, he's a two-gap player.
Yep.
So it's read and react. Okay.
Yep.
So that's what I was concerned that he would never end up getting. But the other thing that I appreciate, Coach, I'd love for you to talk on this a little bit, is that with that discipline, because you're playing in a single gap defense, everybody has got to be in their gap.
Correct.
You can't cover someone else's, because once you cover someone else's gap, the whole thing can collapse. Now if I'm out of my gap, you come over and say, I got Lawrence's gap. Well, now someone's got to get your gap.
Right.
And it falls like a house of cards.
You know, my mind just clicked into something. That long run, 38-yard run that Carolina had, really the only
Chuba Hubbard
up the gut.
The only thing, it cut back behind the three. Everybody was in the right gaps, and they were bringing Brisker down, and the linebacker was stepping up. Well, guess what? The linebacker stepped outside. Brisker came up outside, and we were short a gap.
So we don't know. Was it the linebacker's fault?
Oh,
was
I know. I'm not going to say. I know exactly who speaks.
Come on,
please.
Coach.
Are you kidding me? What do you think I'm watching this film for? The guy, I know who's.
Whose fault was it?
I'm not going to say. You're going to have to guess.
He'll tell you during the break.
Does his name rhyme with Brisker?
No, I don't know. All I'm going to tell you is that's what I was trying to make a point from what I was. No, give me the thing, Piggy. What did you
say? Piggyback off of what I was saying.
Doggy dog or
yeah,
whatever.
Double dog dare.
I was trying to. would that be equivalent to double dog dare?
Not at all.
No, you were piggybacking off of my point. Okay. Later on, we'll double dog dare Keith to do something foolish.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I was trying to follow your point of everybody being gap sound and being disciplined and being smart.
I just like the way that sounded about Jervon Dexter. Sound like he's got good character and that he's like busting his ass and doing the right things.
Absolutely. He is. And that's why he's getting, well, you know, some people like to say defensive line, the linebackers will make the plays. No. First me, hey, everybody's a playmaker here. We want everybody making plays.
What about 43 picks after Jalen Carter?
Yeah.
And he's got 4 sacks. Jalen's got none. He's got more pressures than Jalen Carter, too, on the air.
Is that right? Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
That thing in Philadelphia is quite the disaster right now.
Well, you know what? They get Smith and A.J. Brown back this week.
That'll help.
And they're coming off a bye week.
Smith and Walensky.
Bet on them this week, Lawrence. Trust me on that.
Speaking of betting, do you have some picks for us?
I do have some picks.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wonstead.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, here we go. I like giving 3 points if I'm taking the Charger, okay, over Denver. I like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh -3, okay? They're playing Vegas out there, okay? But that's okay. I like Pittsburgh to bounce back. They've lost 2 in a row. Tampa Bay in New Orleans. And New Orleans is getting 3.5. And I know Derek Carr is hurt. Know that, fans.
Spencer Rattler is a very interesting prod.
But I'm getting on New Orleans on that one at home. And then the last one, which I just love, Cincinnati going to the Giants. Come on, guys. Are you kidding me? Cincinnati all day long.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wonstead. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
Coach, you're the best. We're glad your home is safe.
Yes, thank you, everybody out there.
Is there anything else that I can talk to Moses to take care of?
Well, you know what? Right now, tell Moses that I'm on my way somewhere else. So
traffic.
This is
take
it.
Part some traffic for you.
I walk.
Oh, that's right.
I would not have this bourbon and drive. Okay,
someone was driving you.
No, Coach, I'm walking. Okay, and I'm not going to tell you where I live. I'll tell you after, but I'm not going to announce.
You tell him where you live. You tell me whose fault that was in the Chuba Hubbard.
I don't know if he's going to tell you.
He'll tell me.
I'll tell you as soon as we get off the air.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
He'll diagram it for you.
Yeah, I got to get going. Okay,
all right, Coach.
I got stuff. See
all right,
you guys.
Coach has got stuff to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a little fun in the last segment.
It's about time.
Stick around. Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
First of all, congratulations. You know, it's nice to have a couple new faces at The Score and not just kidding.
Afternoons on The Score.
Good to have fun.
Big fans of it around here. That Wani stuff was awesome, man. He's an absolute joy. Shane and Tanny having fun. I'm guessing. Look at Tanny rocking back and forth like that. Everybody's in a good mood.
I'm in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little beat nuts happening. We good right now.
What are we doing for fun? I remember we were talking about something for fun. We have an idea?
Well, we did miss a lot yesterday. And then we decided that we weren't going to do that again today.
Uh-huh.
So we decided that we were going to do...
Yeah, and we didn't solicit questions, right? Like we were supposed to.
Yep, Speaks. Supposed to be one last thing, Speaks.
We can always pull the Dustin lever. I have a Dustin lever.
There is a Dustin from this morning. And I think if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's a Dustin and David Hall lever.
Well, hold on. Let's do one last thing. We didn't ask people, but we can ask them now.
It's a little late.
Keith, grab a mic.
Keith, grab a microphone right there. Any microphone.
The closest to your beer.
Yeah. Don't spill your bourbon on your way to the microphone.
All right, now you got to hit the button.
Well, Tanny can do that. Tanny's got you covered. There you go. Okay. Talk right into that thing. Would you
Hello?
Like to...
Hi, Keith.
This is what we're going to do for fun. This is it.
Good.
Good pivot.
Yeah, thank you. Why is it my fault for one last thing?
It's not your fault. But like, we should have talked about it before 5:44.
Probably.
I thought we were locked in on one last thing because it was either that or fact checker, and there was nothing to fact check today because you guys are never wrong.
You guys, not wrong.
Not wrong today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Another completely right streak day.
So this is fact checker. So there's nothing to do. All right. So we got to pivot and talk to Keith. Keith, have you enjoyed yourself here today as a producer for a day?
Immensely.
That's awesome.
It's just been, from the time I walked in the building, how you guys treated me prior to even getting here, it's been everything. I will say this for the people who might want to try to do this next year.
Yes.
I underpaid for this. So.
Oh, God love you.
Easily.
Sadly, we saw none of that money. It went to a charity, I guess.
Yeah, it went to a really good cause.
That's right.
We do appreciate you donating to the cause, and we're glad that you felt like you got more out of this than what you were expecting.
Yeah.
What did you expect?
I expected some of this. I didn't expect, if you don't mind me doing this, I didn't expect you taking me out onto the deck and showing me the view that you guys have and what
you took him to 11?
Yeah.
Oh, Lawrence took you for a tour, and I was like, damn, that's a good partner right there. Yeah. He's doing that. So Lawrence took you for a tour around the station. You took him over to 11 for that view.
Yeah, so that's
you're not as bad of a guy as a lot of people say.
I know. That's what I've been trying to tell people. But no, I wanted to take him on a tour because there's a bunch of stations here.
Yeah.
And it's always interesting to see like who gets hyped by what. Like, you go, like, oh, you walk them past B96, and like, oh, Eddie and Jobo.
Right.
Or you walk someone upstairs, and it's XRT.
Oh, man, Lynn
and it's
Brayley
Terry Himmert and Lynn Brayley. You know what I'm saying? Like, that sort of thing. But I was like, we had enough time. We had finished kind of what we were doing, although in retrospect, perhaps we should have planned this segment.
We could have used, you know, that's why we didn't plan this segment. It's because you were busy giving Keith a tour.
So I said, Keith, why don't we go and check out the 11th floor? And he was down for it. So across the hall, we're in Prudential 2, right?
We're in Pru 2, yeah.
So we're in Pru 2, and then Pru 1 has...
which was, by the way, at one point, the tallest building in Chicago.
Absolutely. And so since we had time, I said, well, let's go to the deck. So there's a deck off the 11th floor. You can actually see it from Randolph if you're ever downtown. So Keith and I went over there, and then Keith started telling me about Chicago and like growing up in Chicago. And it was great growing up on Grand and
Oak Park Avenue. Yeah. And then going to Elmwood Park after that.
Oh, so you went to the original Armand's.
Yep.
Yeah. That was my joint.
Then we started talking about the grid, and I was saying how Grand messes up the grid.
Because of Fullerton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It messes because where we play softball, the Armitage, you have to kind of take Grand a little bit and wind around Armitage and Pulaski. So it was great. We were getting Keith's history. You're getting his football information and everything else.
Yeah, it was softball. But I think one of the things I would like to say with everybody listening is the cool part is I know from a listener standpoint, when you guys, in just doing this experience, gets me closer to understanding what the score is all about, what you guys are all about. But I've said this in the way I wrote, it's important for the listener, you know, from my perspective at least, that you guys share who you are sometimes and how that draws people in.
Mm.
It certainly does for me. I've been listening since Belmont, quite frankly. And, you know, we were talking about how you guys have been like the tenured people along with Dan at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, it means a lot when you're driving through snowstorms. I was in sales, so I was driving through snowstorms. I was driving through, you know, crappy weather. And, you know, you had good days and bad days. But to have you guys be able to do the thing, I told Lawrence about the story about having an Uber because my daughter was getting married and I was driving Uber and how many nights I was tired because I was doing my regular job and Ubering. And, you know, it means a lot from my perspective to be able to turn the radio on and you kind of like you listen to your friends talk.
That's awesome. Well, you know, this has always been a place where we can share some personal stuff, the good stuff and the bad stuff and the hard stuff and all of it. So to have it connect with somebody like you means a hell of a lot.
It's important to like, if you're a guest here, that you have a good time. Like
I had a blast.
I'm big into that. Like if we invite people into our house, then people should have a good time when they're here. And so I'm glad that you actually being in here, that you got to, it's weird too, because the way that this, there'll be no one here when you walk out of here. Like, and that's a strange thing. And Keith and I were talking about that.
Yeah.
How for me, I'm still getting used to the schedule of all of this and how it's weird for me to like have an entire morning to myself now as I walk in here and get ready to do the show. And then walking out of here and there not be people here is weird. It's a weird feeling for me.
I get it. Hey, Keith, look, there's one other thing that you deserve, frankly, and it's something that we all deserve. And that's for Tanny to pull the Dustin lever. Okay, we need this just for a little bit. Trust me. It's. I'm sure, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's ridiculous and problematic and outrageous, or at least idiotic. Let's hear it.
Did you see they now have a chicken Big Mac?
That's coming. A chicken Big Mac.
Oh, my.
Two fried chicken patties.
Can you explain that? Is that does
I'm
that
loving
mean
that.
Big Mac sauce and all that stuff?
Yeah, everything. The beef, minus the beef, add two fried chicken patties.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Two fried chicken
lettuce,
patties.
Sesame seed bun.
Yeah. I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure.
I don't do a Big Mac. The special sauce is not touching my lips.
The special sauce on chicken might not work.
Yes, it would. You put anything on chicken, it works.
Most special sauces
chicken works.
Don't come near me.
Oh, special sauces on chicken, no, whatever. Yes. I can't wait for the chicken Big Mac.
That was surprisingly creepy, Dustin. I have no idea what you're really saying, but okay.
I don't use special sauces on food items.
At all?
Like you
zero.
You wouldn't have, like, if you had
barbecue
fish,
sauce.
You wouldn't have, like,
very dry.
Tartar sauce? No.
It's a very dry way to go through life.
Cocktail sauce. I actually like cocktail sauce with fried shrimp or fried fish.
Okay.
With some vinegar as well.
Mm, I don't know about the vinegar.
Well, vinegar.
Love that the vinegar.
It. Put the vinegar on the chips. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
On the fries.
No sauce. No ranch.
No curry sauce.
Ranch goes with everything.
Wow. Well,
no thanks. Everything. Vegetables, fried chicken, everything.
I don't think ranch would go with beef.
Yeah,
like if you replaced whatever the special sauce with ranch.
If I had ranch dressing and I had a steak, I'd be fine with that. I could dip my steak in ranch.
Dustin just dropped.
I know. I'm just saying. I love ranch dressing.
That's like a guy
put everything on
ketchup
it.
On a steak. You just can't.
I would do ranch dressing before ketchup.
I mean, some people do like the horseradish sauce on a prime rib. I don't, but others that I do enjoy
little spice,
their company.
Little tangy spice.
Right. I will do horseradish
favorite
on
spice girl.
A prime rib, but no white sauce accompanying the horseradish.
You've got very particular.
He's got very strange rolls.
That's a very particular palate.
That's a wrap.
Nice.
How long was that?
Not long enough, Pete. Yeah, not long enough.
I could do another 4 hours of that, to be honest.
I'm just going to throw this out here. I feel like Mully is working for us.
Oh.
I feel like Mully is hip to the game.
Oh, I think you're onto that.
And shout out to Mully. Because he's like, yeah, go on. Tell us more about all of
use
this.
Use special sauces on food items.
What does he use them on?
Not food items.
And no special sauces at all?
Look, we don't kink shame on this show. We've made that very clear.
We've made that clear.
As long as everyone is consenting and everyone's an adult, do what you like.
Especially do what you like. A special sauces, plural. I mean, how many special sauces are there?
Whatever. That's what I want to know. Maybe tomorrow at 5:40 we put Dustin on and he tells us what he qualifies as a special sauce.
Maybe I'm here for it.
Maybe it's G Love and special sauce. He doesn't put that on anywhere.
I don't use special sauces on food items.
He needs to make one. If he made one, I would buy that and put that on other things, but not food items. In solidarity, I wouldn't do that.
This show has been informative and completely off the rails at the same time. And that is because of the work that Shane and Tanny and our producer for the day, Keith, have done
for
this show. Yeah, thank you very
Keith.
Much for coming by.
Shane, thank you for being such a great host.
It's truly, truly appreciated that you would do this, and what you did for the charity I think is even more important. Speaks, you got anything else left in the tank?
No, I think that was it. I think that covers it quite nicely. Who are our guests on the show? Dave Wanstead was awesome. Mark Grody was delightful. James Coleman. Oh my God. We found a star in Jacksonville's James Coleman. And Jared Payton, too. This show kicked ass today.
I agree. Tomorrow we'll get you ready for a Bears Friday. For Tanny, for Shane, for Speaks, for Keith, I'm Lawrence. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on The Score.
I don't use special sauces on food items.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.